कृष्णाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्यसे भक्त्या विहीनापराध लक्ष्यै क्षिप्तस्य कामादि तरंग मध्यै कृपामयीं त्वं शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणा गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमः यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरयाजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुतुष्णे
Okay. I was explaining the characteristics of Srila Narada Goswami. I also told you that Parikshit Maharaj asked some questions to Sukadeva Goswami. Oh, don't so if we want to gain something by hearing, first of all, we should try to make our hearts like Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadeva Goswami. Parikshit realized worldly activities, happiness and sorrow of world, and now he was free of all. He has come to sacred Ganges, and everything, requirement of all worldly things, he has given up. He has made empty his heart and everything. Sukadeva Goswami was also, he has given up everything. No worldly desire at all. So both are qualified for Harikatha hearing and
speaking.
Both. So if you want to hear, you will have to try to be make your heart like Parikshit Maharaj. First of all, this thing. He knew that all worldly things, all kinds of testings, even swarga, even moksha cannot give anything. So he gave up all kinds of desires of bhog, swarga, moksha, yoga or anything. And he was sitting on the lotus feet of Sukadeva Goswami and asked two questions that I will follow. His question, you know, you can come forward if you like. Come here. So, his question, you know, that if a man is dying, what he should do? And secondly, those who have taken birth, they will die today, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, or in 100 years, after or 5,000 years. They must die. So what is to do for them? The thing is that something is very deep and mysterious in this question. Don't do disturb. His really question was what? In Narad and Vyas dialect, it is clear. When he asked this question, it was not clear. What he wants to hear? But it is clear from afterward that when Sukadeva Goswami knew his actual mood, inner mood, and began to tell him. Vyas was sitting there on the bank of a river. He was not pleased with his life. He was worried for something. Narad Rishi came. Who Narad Rishi? I have told something about him. What I have told? That he was first descendant of Brahma Manushputra, and secondly he became Gandharva, and thirdly he became descendant of a Dasi, a very low caste of any low caste lady. There he met with four brothers, Sanak Sanandan, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar. They were realized souls. After that, they gave mantra to Narad Rishi, and Narad Rishi, Narad that boy, 5 years, he wanted to go and realize the truth of that mantra. We take initiation from Gurudev, but actually we don't want to realize the Shabda Brahma. The duty of all and each disciple is to realize the truth that is Shabda Brahma. Shabda Brahma is himself Krishna. To realization by mantra. And that rishis are called mantra drashta rishi, like Narad, Vyas, Sanakshanandan, Gautam, Harit, Kabi Habi Antariksh, all are mantra drashta rishis. So Narad was trying to go in the forest and to realize this truth, but his mother was
opposed.
She wanted always to keep him in her laps, worldly attachment, and Narad did not want it. Oh Krishna, when I will have occasion to be departed from my mother? So a snake came in the morning and bite her, and she was dead. He became very happy, no worry, and but at once keep his fists on his head and ran toward forest. Went deeply, deep forest, where only very dangerous serpents, ferocious lions and tigers were there. Very dense forest was there. It was very hard to penetrate that forest. Anyhow, he went there and he saw that very, very pious a pond was there. Water was so clear, so sweet. He was thirsty and tired,
So he took bath and took water from that and became fresh. And under a banyan tree, he sat down and began to chant that Shapta Brahma, that is initiation mantra, taken from Sanakshanatan Sanantan, and began to remember in mind. After some days, asan, yam, niyam, pranayam, dhyan, dharana, and at last samadhi came. And that nirvikalpa samadhi came. Mind came in his control, and he was absorbed in that mantra. And he saw, after some time, oh, this mantra has come as the shape of Narayan himself. Shankh, Chakra, Gada, Padma, and all these things. He realized the truth. At once, Narayan gone out of his remembrance, and he became mad. Oh, where you are, where you are? I want your darshan again. But any word comes from a sky, you cannot see me more. By these worldly bodies of earth, water, and so on, panch bhautik sarir, you cannot see. You cannot realize. You cannot see me. So go on doing chanting and remembering me. At last a day will come when you will keep your legs on the head of death and you will come to me. And you will become my associate. And then you can go anywhere you like. In Golok Vrindavan, this Marta, Bhor Bhuva Swaha Mahajana Tapasatya, anywhere you want you can go. Why so delay? Because at that time he was not qualified for this. He has some wish. There should no worldly
desire.
But he has desire. Sattviki desire. What desire was that? I should be in a very neat and clean, very pious forest. And there I should make a cottage. And I will do bhajan. He should have given up all his desire. He should depend on Krishna only, on the mercy of Krishna. How he keeps, I will be like so. But he has some desire, so there becomes some late. But at last, he gave up this desire. And then he became free from worldly shape and mind and everything. He got a shape of Krishna associates, Chinmaya Sharir, Sachidananda body. You know the history of Gop Kumar? When he was doing sadhan bhajan, beginning from Prayag, he went to Swarga, Brahmalok, then Siddhalok, then Shivalok, and then Vaikunth. Up to these shlokas, in these shlokas, he used to chant his mantra, Gopal mantra. And after that, no mantra. Chanting, Sri Krishna Gopal Hare Murare Govindahi Nanda Kishore Krishna, Hashi Jasoda Tanaya Prasida, Sri Ballevi Jeevan Haradikis. Only Nam. O Jasoda Sutta, Jasoda Nandan, where you are. He Krishna, He Govinda, He Jasoda Nandan, He Nanda Nandan, He Gopijana Vallabha, and after that Radha Vallabha, where you are. So all names.
Progressing.
Progressing. And at last, Gopi Jana, Ballava, Radhikesha, the beloved of Radhika. This is most supreme name of Krishna. No? Radhikesha. Radha Ballava, Radhikesha, Radha Jivana, the all names are. Radha Rashbihari, all names. No? So he was doing so, he went to Vaikunth. He saw Vaikunthadhish. At first he was attracted, but by chanting this, he crossed Vaikunth, he crossed Ram Lok, he crossed Dwarka, at last Mathura, and he came to Braja and saw Krishna, Yashodanandan, playing with cowherd boys. And Krishna took, embraced him and told that, I was waiting so eagerly for you for likes and likes your births, but I wanted to take you, but you get no
chance.
Now I'm happy to have. And seeing this, embraced and became faint. So Narad, at first, he was the upasak of Narayan. But he was actually servant of Krishna. He was Madhumangal. To show world that how a devotee can advance. So he was serving Narayan first, but he was not satisfied. So he came again in this lok. Where? In Vrindavan. When Krishna pastimes was going on. At that time, he saw that Krishna has taken birth in Gokul. And he went there and he took darshan of Krishna. Two hands, very little boy, only at the age of 5-6 days. And he was charmed. He thought that if Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has come here, then his Shakti, power, Hladini Shakti must have come anywhere. After 15 days, he was searching where she is. He went to Braja in Raval, a place Raval, on the bank of Yamuna, nearer to Gokul Mahadev, Mahavan, about 2-3 miles away from Gokul, abode of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. He went direct to Vrishabhanu Maharaj and asked, have you any child? Yes, I have child. And he brought Sridham. He was very little boy, like Krishna. Krishna and Sridham were of same age. So much semblance with Krishna. So, Narsa told that any girl you have? Told you yes. Only yesterday I have a very little girl. I found it in Yamuna playing on lotus flowers. Can you show me? Yes, I can show. He took him to his in palace where Srimati Radhika was playing, only two two days. She was like doing like this, taking sometimes foot finger here, sometimes doing, sometimes weeping, sometimes laughing. Narad saw, and he was at once wondered. He was so attracted. He was so at anyhow, anywhere you should take. So, he cheated Vishvanu Maharaj. Vishvanu Maharaj was so simple. Nothing, knowing cheating and duplicacy or anything. But Narada was so cheater. He told him that, I want to see the hand of this girl, little baby. So, and I also want to benedict her. So bring pure water of Yamuna, some flowers, some durva ghas. Durva ghas, you know?
One kind of grass.
A grass. Very sacred. Sacred. Huh? And tamarind, haldi. And supari. And palm.
Betel nut.
Thus he sent him to bring all these things. And in the meantime he began to pray Radhika. I want your darshan. And he was so weeping that once Srimati Radhika gave darshan. Lalita told her, what are you doing? You should have any benediction from her. Otherwise she will disappear at once. And telling so, she disappeared. Srimati Radhika. He could not tell anything. Then he went to Yogmaya and he told that, I want to again have a darshan of Srimati Radhika and I want to serve her. He told that it is very, very rare, very, very difficult. Brahma, Shankara and all others cannot have the darshan of his lotus feet. How you can? But I want. Then you should go to Govardhan Hill and nearby you should have aradhana for 100 births and 1,000 births by any mantra. And Yogmaya gave a mantra of Srimati Radhika. There he, on the side of, hillside of Govardhan, very sacred place. Now it is called Narad Sarovar.
Narad Kunda.
Still we can see there. And for 1,000 years, he began to doing aradhana there of Radhika. I cannot say whether she has given her darshan to him or not. But Narada became mad after her. He wanted her service because he has heard something from his elder brother Sanakshanandan, Ashtakaliya Leela Chintan. Sanakshanandan had told the Ashtakaliya Leela to Narada Goswami. So Narada Goswami has some services to Radhika also in the shape of Madhumangal, not as a gopi, but I've heard that she became Narada Gopi also sometimes. So Narada has realized all these things, the service of Srimati Radhika and Krishna conjugal. And now he has come to Vyas Ashram in Dwapar Yuga. This Dwapar Yuga. No? So he is asking Vyasadeva, why you are so worried? Why you are so worried? Jigyasitam adhitam cha brahma jattat sanatanam tathapi sochasya atmanam akritarthamiva prabho. You can have your Prabhupada's explanation, Srimad Bhagavatam. Have you here? From tomorrow you can. You can ask me what subject I am telling and bring that. Either Chaitanya Charitamrita or Srimad Bhagavatam. We went to read the explanation of Swamiji also. He is telling that you are worried now. Why you are worried? Jigyasitam adhitancha. You have been gone to any very advanced devotees. And there you have asked questions about Brahma. And adhitancha. You have read all Vedas, Upanishads, Radha Upanishad, Krishna Upanishad, Brahma Sanghita, all Vedas. Jat Sanatanam Brahma, you have realized something. Tathapi, even you are looking worried. Why? That you have not fulfilled your all desires. Your soul is not satisfied. Why? He is telling him, calling him Prabhu. Who is Prabhu? Who knows how a soul can be come in the bandhan of Maya, in the grip of Maya, and how he can go out of that. Bandha moksha vit. Those who know why all kinds of souls are going in Maya and how they can be out of this and they will be established in Krishna service. These are called Prabhu. So he is calling Prabhu, means Vyasa knows all these things. But yet he is not satisfied. Vyasubacha. Then Vyasa began to answer. Astayu me sarvam idam tvayoktam tathapi natma paristushyate me. I know what you are telling. I know all. I have realized all things. Why a soul becomes
bonded.
क्या बद्ध जीव का कंडीशन सो एंड हाउ ही कैन बी मुक्त आई नो ऑल दीज थिंग्स बट माय सोल इज नॉट सेटिस्फाइड तन्मूल अव्यक्तम अगाध अबोध बोधम पृच्छामहे त्वात्म भवात्म भूतम आई नो देर इज समथिंग लैकिंग इन मी in my atma, in my soul. Abhyaktam, I cannot tell. Abodha, agadha, it is so deep. I cannot know these things. This is a person who is sick. He does not know what is his sickness? But any good doctor or vaidya?
Doctor.
By seeing the pulse, they will decide the rogue and thus they will give medicine. But sick person himself does not know what is his rogue. He cannot know. So he is telling that I am sick person. I have come to you and you are a person very qualified, realized. You are my guru. So you know. You can tell me. why I'm not, why I'm worried? Why my Atma is not satisfied? Narada began to smile. Here Vyas is not covered by his Maya. He is out of Maya. He had realized soul. He has realized Brahma Tattva. He has realized Paramatma Tattva. He has realized Narayana Tattva. So much affluence, so much service is there. He has realized even Ramachandra with Shantaras, Dasyaras, even something, some part of Sakya and Vatsalya also. He knows it all, Vyasadeva. More than this, he has some realization, full realization of the rush of Dwarka. What is that? Shantaras, Dasyaras, full Sakharas, something like it. Full Purna Vatsalya, but even some lacking. Some Madhuras also with Satyabhama and Rukmini. Malni Swakiya Madhuras. But he is not satisfied. After that, he don't know anything. So Narada Rishi is telling that you have explained all these things in Mahabharata and also in Purans. He has made up till now 36 kinds of Purans. He has divided Vedas in four. He has also completed Vedanta Sutra, purport of Vedanta. Very, very difficult to know, but he has completed. And after that, he has done Srimad Mahabharata. Gita is part of that Bhisham Parva. 18 chapters. How beautiful and marvelous tattva are there. At that time he has done it also. And he has perfectly knowing all these things. But he was not satisfied. Why? He is telling us, "Oh Gurudev, I cannot tell. You should tell me why I am not satisfied yet." So Gita, how much time?
12:15. About 35 minutes.
35 minutes I have spoke?
Yes.
I think that I have told you 1 minute. Then a kirtan should be done. Go. Here, Narada Goswami read the line of headline of Vyasadeva. No need of giving his hands on the nerves. So, very qualified Vaidya, they don't keep their hands on the nerves of rogis. They will see and at once know, realize what rogue is there by his seeing foreheads. So he smiled and told that you think that I'm so much learned, I know all these things and you have realized so much things. But actually you have done nothing. He is telling to Vyas, he is himself God, incarnation of God. But he is telling Narada Rishi. You thought that I have written all the pastimes and glories of Krishna in Purans, in Mahabharata. But I think that you have never touched the most glory of Krishna. Where is this Krishna glory? You should go in Vrindavan and see that when Krishna is falling down on the lotus feet of gopis and telling, Na pare ham nirvadya sanyujan, I cannot repay you. So I am giving my head on your lotus feet. O Radhika, you should be pleased. Here is the glory. Have you written? No, I have not realized this fact. Have you written in Mahabharata and Purans that the Supreme Personality of Godhead became like ignorant, and Yashoda Devi was giving a bait, was trying to beat him, and he was weeping so much loudly, not acting, but actually he was weeping by the fear of Yashoda. And from here eyes, Gangas and Jamunas were coming. And he was
sobbing.
Have you written? The lotus feet of that has personality of Godhead. As an ignorant boy there, and Yashoda banded him. Never anyone has done like so. Have you written there? Sometimes Krishna used to weep to Yashoda. Mother, I want to come in your life. Give me your bread, milk. No, don't come to me. Don't touch me. To this, that Supreme Personality of Godhead in his chastising, rebuking, and he is weeping. Have you written there? No, I don't know all these things. Then what you have written? Have you written in that that Braj gopis are dancing with Krishna, and when Krishna is dancing, they are clapping and giving encouragement to Krishna, and they are teaching Krishna how to dance. So keep your hands here as it is. Krishna is singing in fifth note. But he can play, they can play in seventh row. Sa re ga ma pa dha ni. Krishna can go sa re ga ma pa. After this, Krishna becomes silent. This is choked. And they can easily cross seventh also. They can go on 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Not in harmonium. And Krishna began to wonder and to tell them, oh sadhu. Have you written? I don't know all these things. What do you know? You know nothing. Try to be a dust of Vrindavan and have mercy of Yogamaya and especially all these gopis, then you can realize something. Then what should I do? I'm telling it in brief, so brief. Have you narrated all these things in your Purans and Mahabharat? That he married 60,108 queens only to remember gopis. Actually not marrying. There was some semblance between them, very little. Only to remember gopis he has. Arjun was Sakha of Hastinapur, because his sakha was Arjun. Dam, Sridam, Vasudam is to Krishna, Lavanga, Arjun, highest class of Priya Narma Sakha. To remember this Sakha, he had a friendship with this Arjun. He was not qualified to be a friend of Krishna of Braja. She went to Radhakund and still he is doing astonishing there to be any gop of Braja and to serve their gopas. These are the glories of Krishna, you should note. Oh, I don't know anything. Then be in Samadhi. I'm giving something hints. And then you will see that Purna Purusha there by bhakti. Up till now you have engaged your knowledge. But knowledge will not give these things thoroughly. Complete idea of Purna Brahma Rasa Brahma Krishna. Any knowledge, Brahma Gyan, or after that bhakti gyan. Only praying, and especially the praying of Braja, can give you some idea, otherwise not. So go in Braja, and be anywhere in Braja. Then he went to Braja in Vrindavan. There is Badrikashram there. Where? In Vrindavan Parikrama way, perhaps it is in
Dik.
South east.
Dik.
East. In the east of. There he sat down, and by bhakti. What is bhakti? Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam braja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo ma soche ma mokshasyami ma sucha. This is not. Here is not complete surrender. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told it outwardly. Iho bhaji aage kaha. Where Srimad Gita ends, from there Srimad Bhagavat begins. So actually, Gita surrender is not bhakti, but it gets the way to reach the door of bhakti. You should realize this. Saranagati actually is not herself bhakti, but it can give some knowledge to go to the door of bhakti. Without bhakti, we cannot go to the door of bhakti. First, you should know down that in any way, in any condition, in any stage you are drowning in the ocean of birth and death, sorrow and suffering, in Maya, observe quietly Maya. But we have some bhakti in our heart, in our seed of Atma. In Atma there is a seed of bhakti there, but latent position. We cannot realize. So must be there some, in any shape there will be Shraddha. So Jagai Madhai or Jai Vijay, or anyone can come in this world, but there will be something in their seed of Atma. Bhakti will be there, but in latent position. So if any good days comes, Krishna mercy or any devotee's mercy comes, by their association, by hearing Harikatha, that Shraddha which is in our latent position in Atma, it comes out. If Shraddha is coming. When Shraddha comes in two ways. By hearing the Shastra that you should serve Krishna, your life will be successful. If you are not serving Krishna, even your serving of father, mother, wife, husband will not do anything. So we should serve Krishna. So this is one kind of Shraddha. And by hearing Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, advanced stage, Rasik Tattvagya Vaishnava, and by reading the explanation of Bhagavatam of Jiva Goswami, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Sanatana Goswami, a greed will come. How Yashoda is serving Krishna? How gopis are serving Krishna? How Sakha are serving Krishna? Then a big greed will come. Without this greed, we cannot have all these things. Huh?